Very thankful for the peace of God this morning that each and every one of us can have. I'd like to ask a very fundamental question for each one of you to answer this morning, and don't do it to me, but just examine in your own life. Are you at peace? Peace, by definition, if you look into the Greek, it means quietness and rest. Peace is not dependent. True peace is not dependent upon circumstances. True peace is not dependent upon everybody's treating me just right, and I've got money in the bank and all of that. Peace is something internal. Something that is God-given, that when you go to bed at night, that you can lay your head on your pillow and you can be at rest in your spirit. There's only one way for us to find true peace this morning. I think the world yearns for peace. The world's looking for peace. And sometimes people that are in seeking peace and striving to find peace, they're actually very troubled people. They're going to war in pursuit of peace. Jesus gave us an invitation, and it's where I want us to start this morning, in the book of Matthew in the 11th chapter in the 28th verse, one of the most familiar passages. It's not in the top five. I actually looked it up. But it's one that many people know, where Jesus gave an invitation, and he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? I'll give you rest. I'll give you peace. I'll give you quietness." What the song said this morning is, "I searched and I searched the world over to fulfill my soul. But when I came back from searching, I found I was nowhere at all. The things of this world will not bring true peace." If we gave $1 million to each of you as you went out, that would be nice in some respects. But I'll tell you what, the more you have, the more it draws on your peace. The more you have, the more worried about you are, the more worried you are about it. But true peace is not found in material things. You might say, "Well, if this person in my life would just behave themselves and treat me right, then I'd be at peace." But true peace, let's get hold of this morning. True peace does not start with the person that you're sitting next to this morning doing everything that you think they ought to do. True peace this morning is not dependent on all the temporal things being taken care of. Those things are nice, and we want those things. But that does not bring true soul peace. Jesus said, if you're heavy laden in your burdens this morning, he said, "Come to me." Jesus is the Prince of what? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the peace giver. Jesus is the one that wants to minister to your heart this morning. If you are struggling and you acknowledge, "I'm really not at peace inside." What does the world do today? They're out seeking for something to satisfy. They're giving themselves sometimes to very sinful things. Drugs and alcohol and the pleasures of the flesh. And they're trying to find something to satisfy. And I'm not saying there's not some temporary pleasures out there. But the reality is it doesn't last. In a deeper reality is it does not bring peace. And that's why we find in our world people are needing more and more and more, because this sin is not satisfying me. So I need to do something different. I need more. So I go deeper into addiction, or I've got to find a new twist to it. It's what's happening in our world. All you have to do is listen to the news. And my heart goes out to them. I don't have any stones to throw. But I would that they would get a vision and understanding that Jesus Christ is the peace giver. All of the things of this world will not satisfy. And if this morning you are not at peace with God, He wants to give you peace. It's a spiritual thing. Jesus said over in the book of John 16:33, He said, "My peace, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have" what? Tribulation. You're going to have problems, but be of good cheer. Don't be overcome with the problems of life, even with the people problems of life. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. True peace is only found in Jesus Christ. And the book in Romans chapter 5, 1, and I'm just going to briefly touch on them. To abbreviate, I want us to get the message from the Lord this morning. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? We have peace with God. Through what? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Peace comes from being justified. And justified is not because you're perfect. Being justified is not because of your righteousness. Being justified was something that in our wrong state, the Lord forgave us and placed and made it right. He made it right, and so we are justified or made right through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can have all the things of this world that you want, but if you want to be at peace within yourself, and you want to have that quiet rest, it's going to only come through Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage anyone here this morning, if you are not saved from your sins, and if you have not been forgiven, and you are not, you don't have that, because justification comes through belief in Christ, in what He does. Jesus is the peace giver. I meant to say giver, not given. Well, actually, given works. Peace given. He wants to have given you peace, and if you don't have it this morning, the Lord wants to give it to you. Do we have that part of the message? Are you at peace this morning? Have your sins been forgiven? I have found that if you are not at peace with God, you're not going to be at peace with yourself. And if you're not at peace with yourself, it's pretty hard to be at peace with other people. And so we approach this wrong. Sometimes we think, well, if my spouse or my children or my parents or the congregation or my pastor or my boss or my coworker, if they would just do things differently, I'd be at rest. Doesn't happen. It might resolve certain aspects, but it will not bring that quiet rest inside. We only get that when we are at peace with God. And then when we go to bed at night, even when the trouble's around us, we can say, "Thank you, Lord, that my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that I have of the future." So if you're not at peace this morning, may I encourage you to quit struggling and just accept what the Lord wants to give to you today. If you're not saved and there's sin in your life, you will never be at peace with yourself. If there's sin in your life, if there are things that you know have separated you from God, you can point fingers, you can go to the world and search for this peace, but you're going to grow old and you're going to get to a place that you recognize it's not out there. The answer is in Jesus Christ this morning. And I just wonder if there's anyone here this morning that would like to say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of striving inside. I'm sorry of not. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm tired of being so disrupted in my spirit, in my mind." The answer's coming and saying, "Lord, I'm sorry," and He'll give you peace. But there are another aspect to this, that there are realities in serving God. When we give our heart to the Lord, He brings soul peace. But even in serving the Lord, I found, if you'll allow the expression, all is not peaches and cream. Heard that expression? But there is a scripture that addresses that in the book of Colossians, in the third chapter, in the 15th verse. He said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You say, how can I let the peace of God rule? Because peace has been given. Peace has been given. The Lord's forgiven me. But now, that's what the Lord wants to give us. So if you don't have, if peace has not been given through our Lord Jesus Christ this morning, He wants to give you peace. And I will say there is a genuine, real experience of peace when we come to the altar and lay our burdens down in saying, Lord, I recognize my sin. Some people go on as if they don't need the Lord. I'm fine. Life is going good. Is it really? Are you really at peace with yourself this morning? I just want to double down by the Holy Spirit now. If you are not at peace with God, if you are troubled in your spirit, if you are not ready for the Lord to come back, and there's just something within you, you're never at peace. And when you're not happy with God, see, because of sin, you're not going to be happy with life. And you're not going to be happy with other people. It starts with you and God. Lord, I'm tired and I need something divine. The Lord will meet you at this altar this morning. The Lord will meet you and do something divine for you. But once you experience that peace, does that mean that it's smooth sailing from then on? Anybody here ever struggle with peace after you got saved? Anybody besides me? All right, there's two of us. The scripture in Colossians says, let the peace of God rule. What does it mean to rule? It means to have supremacy. It means to govern. Now that peace has been given, your sins have been forgiven you, guard your peace. Peace given, peace guarded. I want to protect the peace that God has given to me through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we need to let peace rule. And so I think that's another fair question, is it not? If you didn't want self-examination, you should have gone somewhere else this morning. I'm glad you're here. But is peace governing your life? And sometimes I think we come to places we say, no, it's really not. I'm too troubled. I've been struggling internally too much. So then what do we do about that? Because, folks, it's reality. I'm not up here preaching something that doesn't work. But I'm also not, I also don't want to preach up in the clouds. I want to preach where we live. There is peace with God, and it starts with being saved from our sin, because all the other stuff becomes immaterial. But when we have received peace and it has been given, we need to guard that peace and let that peace rule in our lives and have dominion. So there are challenges, there are disruptive forces to peace. And I'm not going to list them all. I think if you would get quiet and think about it, what is it that's disrupting your personal peace this morning? And it's not about pointing at people, okay? I'm talking about in your life, personally. What is it that's disrupting your peace? So our responsibility then is to guard the peace that the Lord has given us. That's our responsibility. The scripture teaches us in the book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, it says, there remaineth therefore a rest or a peace, a quietness. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And you read on down through that passage and it says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. Now, there's an idiosyncrasy. I mean, how does that work? To labor? To rest? Enter into His rest. Enter into the place that all is well with your soul. Labor to attain the rest that Jesus came. So what are some of the disruptive forces? Some of it has to do with our will. When you've been saved and the Lord has forgiven you of your sins and you're at peace, has anyone ever struggled with areas of obedience? Do I need to ask besides me? Does that make you more comfortable? Do you know what I found? That areas that I'm struggling to obey what I know the Lord is calling for, it takes my peace away. Because I'm struggling to just submit. I'm struggling to surrender. I'm struggling to give something up for the Lord or to do something for God. And when I'm in that struggle, it starts disrupting that peace that I have with God. So if you're saved, then you've started on this journey, but are you guarding that peace? And if you're not at peace and at rest and quietness, I think it's fair to ask, is there something the Lord has been calling for in your life that you're not willing to say yes? You know, there's peace in surrender, isn't there? Because before you're surrendering, you're fighting. And then when we finally say, yes, Lord. Have you all ever done that and just the peace of God just flooded your heart? I wonder if there's someone here this morning that needs to say yes. I'm not saying you're not saved, but I want peace. And it might be time to say yes to the Lord. If there's an area of disobedience, that will take your peace away. If there's something that you've been doing, and it's not that you have turned your back on God, but there's an area in your life that you, there's something there that you know needs changed. If you want peace restored, it's going to take saying yes to the Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I've allowed this thing in my life, and I know I've been doing this, and I haven't surrendered to you. It's time to resign to Jesus this morning if you want peace. Another area that disrupts our peace is, and I'm not saying even if you haven't given into it, but bitterness and unforgiveness. When someone has hurt you, you want to talk about your peace being stolen? You know what it takes? It takes saying, Lord, I need your help. Because in the flesh, I've been holding on to something. And when you hold on to unforgiveness for very long, it does turn into bitterness. And a little bit of bitterness starts having a way of spreading throughout our life. The scripture in Hebrews 12:15 says, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. In other words, the wonderful gift, the help that God's given, be careful that you don't fail, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Isn't it interesting he said trouble? It's a little difficult to be at peace when you're troubled, isn't it? I found in life that when people don't treat you right, the Lord will help you forgive. But there have been times I thought I forgave, but I started to find some resentments. And resentments lead to bitterness. And I had to come back to the Lord. And I was saved, but I had to come back to the Lord because I recognized, Lord, I don't want this to steal my salvation. This peace needs to be guarded. And Lord, I need your help. I don't want to have any bitterness. Lord, I need your help with that. That will restore peace. It doesn't have anything to do with the other person. It has to do with you and your perspective and your approach and your attitude. But I'd rather deal with their attitude. It's a whole lot easier, isn't it? But if you want peace, it's going to have to do with your attitude. It's going to have to do with your approach. And I found that bitterness and unforgiveness is a place that's combating peace, the peace of God. Another area that combats it, and I believe one of the verses, I think Levi's verse this morning, I think he hit it last week too, if I'm not mistaken. Someone did. The peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And then he gives us a list in that fourth chapter of Philippians. And he told us what to think about, didn't he? Whatsoever things are true and honest and pure, just, lovely, good report. And he goes through all that. So he said, think on these things. has to do with the mind. And one of those areas is the burdens and the cares of life. Have you ever started to lose your peace over the cares of life? Just gotten so wrapped up. I'm not talking about sinful things now. We're not talking about lying and adultery and fornication and drunkenness. I'm talking about things you need to be doing. Go get a job, you know, working. Those kinds of things. But there's a balance. And we can so easily get consumed with good things. Hobbies, jobs, family relationships. We can get so consumed with it that we get burdened down with it. And pretty soon I'm not at peace. I'm just troubled all the time. You know what? There's an answer to that. Is, Lord, I want to learn when to back off. And I know I've shared it here before, and I'm going to just share it again. A little bit of vulnerability. I'm not going to be too vulnerable, just a little bit. There are some things that if I allowed them would crush me. But I've had to recognize if I don't have the power to change it, I have to learn to keep committing it to the Lord. Even in my prayers, I can only pray so far. And then I have to back off. Does that make any sense to anybody here? The scripture says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Because if I go further and I get into all the little details, it's just going to end up troubling me more. So I have to bring the package to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't even hardly handle opening up the package every time I pray. So I bring the package to you, Lord, and I put it at your feet, and I'm going to have to leave it there because it's too big for me. Because if I didn't, it would rob my peace all the time. So it's something we have to learn, saints. I'm going to bring it to you, Lord, and I'm going to have to move on because I've left it at the feet of Jesus. And then there are the influences of life. So we've talked about the will, the heart, the mind. Influences. Think on these things. What have you been filling your life with? What have you been thinking about? You know, when you're talking to a negative person all the time, you're going to start, probably going to start feeling negative, aren't you? Sometimes you got to take a little step back. Who are you listening to? Because people's attitudes will have a way of jumping onto you. What are you listening to? Is there anything wrong with listening to the news? A little bit. A little bit wrong, or okay, listen a little bit. You know what's a little bit? Is it my job to tell you what a little bit is? All right, guys, 5 minutes a day, that's it. For some of you, you probably shouldn't even listen at all. For some of you, maybe you can listen to a lot more than 5 minutes. That's up to you. But I want to, the scripture says, be careful what you think on. So if something starts robbing your peace, you need to back off. You need to back off. If you are listening to something or watching something that is not good and pure and just and holy, and you continue to listen to it or watch it, it's not for me to say, okay, you can listen to that and you can watch that and you can look this on Facebook and that on YouTube and this on these other sites and you can do this, that, and the other. I'm going to miss some. And I might even mention something that shouldn't be on the list. So I want to encourage you personally to guard your peace. But do not expect to be listening or looking at things that are not good and pure and holy and expect to maintain your peace with God. You need to back off. So you guard what God has given. All right, you get the message? I don't know how long I preached, but there's so much more that could be said, and I hope this morning I didn't say too much. The message from the Lord is, peace given, peace guarded. If you're not saved this morning, you're going to find, and I hope you find it now, that there is peace in Jesus Christ. And if you are not at peace, I want to encourage you to come and pray this morning. And if you're saved, but you're struggling, and you know why this message means so much to me? I said I don't want to say too much. Do you know why? Because lately I've been asking myself this. Are there things in my life that have been robbing peace? Are there areas I need to back off of? Are there areas in my life, Lord, you want something changed? And so I have been trying by the help of the Lord to measure up to what I'm preaching to you this morning. Lawful things, things that aren't sin, but areas that maybe the Lord wants some changes. So I'm going to leave that with you and the Lord this morning. As we stand and sing a song, if you need to come and talk to the Lord, it's a good time to do it. Let's stand and sing.